redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo,
redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede.
Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Današnje novice bodo resne in kvalitetne, na trenutke pa kar malce temačne, brez posebnega duhovičenja in brez slepomišanja. Kultura ni hec, vsaj ne, ko se dogaja kaj zanimivega, kot je primer tokrat. V projektnem prostoru Axioma bomo lahko danes preko zelo specifičnih artefaktov pokukali na temno stran interneta. Medijan grupe Bitnik nam tam pripravlja razstavni projekt, neke vrste online-offline performance, ki bo premiero doživel danes ob 19. uri in traja 5 tednov ter ob tem zapolni 5 vitrin. Posebni robot v tem procesu naključno naroči predmete na darknet verziji eBaya in jih potem neposredno pošlje v razstavni prostor. Več o tem pa sta nam povedala človeka, ki se na to dejansko spoznata, snovalca razstave med Londonom in Cirihom razpeta Carmen Weisskopf in Domagoj Smoljo. Torej, o tem, kaj sploh je darknet, Domagoj Smoljo.
Darknet is kind of like there are several definitions for it, but it can be described. One description is that it's something which is not indexable for Google, you know, things which are kind of private networks or something. But most of the times it refers to the Tor network, which is kind of internet in the internet, which gives you like the freedom of anonymity, which is encrypted. The network is encrypted. It's really hard to kind of to be surveilled there, and you can. It's a network which helps you to scramble your identity. So for people in Egypt or Tunisia for a long time, this was like the only way also to access the internet because, you know, it was kind of censored.
Darkneta se v širši javnosti še vedno drži neka stigma nevarnosti, neobljudenosti in splošne neprijetnosti, a nam je Carmen Weisskopf to stigmo zrelativizirala.
I think the technology itself is actually more an activist network. So it really helps people to anonymously access the internet and to circumvent surveillance and censorship of the surface web. And for us, I think this portrayal of the deep web as a very dangerous place has a lot to do with also, you know, in the early times when the internet was new, end of the 90s, there was also talk about the internet being really dangerous and don't go there and there's only criminals there. So this has changed a lot over the years and we think it will be the same with these encrypted networks. That they will become more broadly available, more interesting to people. At the moment, there's a lot of interesting websites. There's a lot of activist topics there, and there's the darknet market.
Seveda pa nas je ob vsem tem govoru o neoprijemljivih in skoraj nedosegljivih temačnih kotičkih interneta zanimalo, kaj točno bo sploh videno na razstavi v Axiomi.
So the first item has arrived. It's a coin, a fake gold coin. So this is here. The second item was generica, or is a generica of Viagra. That's still on its way from Thailand. It hasn't arrived yet. And the third item the shopper bought last week is a digital file of how to not be found arrested after,
going to the deep web.
This is a digital file, so this is also here on display.
Yes, and tonight, during the opening, we will also execute the bot again. So he will buy another two items, which we still don't know what it is. One today and one in a week.
Pri razstavi in projektu nasploh lahko najdemo tudi širšo poanto, predvsem v smislu opozarjanja na vse splošni nadzor, kateremu smo izpostavljeni in na vsebine, ki Darknet in njegove trgovine razlikujejo od navadnega interneta in navadnih potrošniških artiklov. Oziroma, kot ugotavlja Weisskopfova, jih niti ne.
I think there's like two or three things that really interested us about the deep web. I think our starting point was really this topic of non-surveillance, of the impossibility of being surveilled there. Then there's the question of trust. How do you build trust in anonymized networks, which we thought you could see very well in these deep webs, how that evolves, because people exchange not only goods, but also, you know, chats, and they need to verify who the other person is. But thirdly, I think for us, it was also about really connecting the gallery space directly to these deep web or darknet markets, because we really wanted to know what is sold there. So these spaces are portrayed as these, you know, terrible places where you can buy all these illicit goods, whereas we've actually found that a lot of the items sold in deep web markets are pop cultural icons. You know, they're trainers, certain t-shirts, certain logos, certain brands, and kids can't, they don't have the money to buy them, so they buy, you know, fakes or copies, and these are sold online. There's also, of course, drugs and restricted substances, other substances, but or the most interesting to us are these pop cultural items that are sold there. So it's also, I mean, from the random darknet shopper, looking at what it's bought over, like, the last 2 years it's been running now, it's like, I don't know, an 18-year-old kid buying stuff. It's a very, we think it's a very beautiful landscape that it sort of brought together from these online markets.
V Cankarjevem domu pa je ob 11. uri potekala novinarska konferenca pred 18. začetkom festivala dokumentarnega filma, ki se bo odvijal med 9. in 17. marcem. Poleg 5 problematik kršenja človekovih pravic naslavljajočih filmov tekmovalnega sklopa bodo na ogled še mnogi novi, bolj ali manj družbeno kritični izdelki nekaterih največjih sodobnih dokumentaristov. V pestri selekciji lahko torej vsak filmski navdušenec najde kakšno sebi privlačno vsebino, mi pa naj z besedami direktorja festivala Simona Popka ob tej priložnosti opozorimo le na edinega slovenskega predstavnika v letošnjem programu.
Tukaj gre pa še en v bistvu en film, ki je dost, ki bi jo lahko postavili ob bok Helmutu Bergerju, igralcu, gre za dokumentarce Vinčeja Volga Anžlovarja, Serži Breza Etuše. To je avtoportret, se Vinče, on, torej on velja za enfanta ribla, ne, slovenske filmske scene, velja za egoista, za narcisa, karkoli so ga že obmetavali, ampak je posnel zelo iskren avtoportret in pa portret namreč po tem uvodnem, po uvodnih kadrih, ko se sam najprej izpove, potem v bistvu on zbere vse nekdane sodelavce, prijatelje, družinske člane in jim namontira kamero takole na prsi, tako da v bistvu ta kamera, videokamera seveda dobi to vlogo selfie, skratka, da človek sam ga sebe snema in potem v Vinčevi odsotnosti ti ljudje potem govorijo o njem. Ne. Dosti odkrito, ne. Tako da nastane tak zelo mislim, da je lepno in tudi ganljiv portretno enega človeka, ki je imel svoje sanje in so se mu vedno znova, so se mu spodmaknili izpod nog.
Poleg novih dokumentarcev pa bo kot običajno na sporedu tudi retrospektiva, letos posvečena malce provokativnem in vse bolj cenjenem režiserju Sergeju Loznici, ki velja za najbolj svetovljanskega med vsemi sodobnimi režiserji z območja bivše Sovjetske zveze.
Letos bomo predstavili, kot je bilo zadnja leta navada, 18 novih filmov dokumentarnih in pa retrospektivo. Morda lahko kar začnem, da malo obrnemo enkrat z retrospektivo, ki jo letos posvečamo ukrajinsko-ruskemu režiserju Sergiju Loznici. On je vedno bolj čislen avtor, pač je ukrajinsko-ruskega projekla, nikoli se ni deklariral ne za enega, ne za drugega. In zadnja leta je se prvič, ko tudi malo bolj izpostavljal v političnem smislu, še posebej po dogodkih na trgu Majdan na vzhodu Ukrajine, ko je torej posnel svoj znameniti dokumentarec Majdan.
Novice je spisal Jernej.